The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Some people expect solutions to be expensive to be effective. This is not true. Everyone needs somebody who can be supportive and a guide. You'll find the answers you're looking for and the tools to both find answers and offer solutions on the Dr. Melanie Show. Now, here's your host, Dr. Melanie Barton.
Welcome to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel. Each week, my program focuses on one or more of the six areas of the prayer wheel. You can look at it in my resource library at www.thedrmelanieshow.com. Today we're going to look at the mental and physical aspects of our being. Our minds are powerful tools. They can overcome the greatest obstacle, or they can be brought down by what might appear to others as an innocuous event. How we perceive things can make all the difference in the world. Our attitudes can hasten our healing or our death. Well, today's guests have not only survived life disasters, but they also learned how to thrive and to help others. My first guest is Deborah Merlin, author of the book Victory Over ADHD. She is the mother of twins who were born prematurely with multiple health issues. And my second guest is Dan Tui, massage therapist, wellness educator, and well-being coach, and a survivor of Lyme disease. He believes that there are three tools needed to help people with a multitude of symptoms to achieve wellness, and hopefully he's going to have time to share all three of those with us. But let's first talk with Deborah. Welcome, Deborah.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me on your show, Dr. Melanie.
Well, it's a pleasure. We've been chatting for a while and finally got the slot where we could put you on the show, so I'm very glad.
Yes.
So how many years ago were your sons born?
22 years ago.
Oh, this has been over two decades of working on this situation.
Before the internet or Google.
Yes. So your sons were born with multiple health issues. What kinds of things were they born with?
Well, they were very premature. They were born 10 weeks early. And one of the twins had hyaline membrane disease, where his lungs were underdeveloped, and he had to spend the first 4 months in the NICU. The other one actually did quite well. He did better than he should have, and he came home 5 weeks before his due date. Mm. But he also had developmental delays, like gross motor skills, fine motor skills, and speech delays. And by the time they were three, they were showing signs of attention deficit disorder, hyperactivity disorder. So we had to start down that road and working with professionals. And they started recommending prescribing Ritalin by the time they were five. But we declined because my husband actually was the one who said no, he did not want them to be medicated because they were already on other medications for asthma and allergies. So we just felt that it was not the right thing to do, adding another drug into their system.
Yes.
And also, they were bright. So my husband felt that they could do well enough without having to go on a stimulant. And another reason why we were reluctant to put them on Ritalin is because that particular drug suppresses the appetite. And both the twins were very skinny. They were about in the 25 percentile for their height and weight. So we didn't want to put them on a drug that would suppress their appetite. And it also causes insomnia, which sleep is very critical for a growing body. That's when the growth hormone's released. So we didn't want to put them on a drug that would give them insomnia and suppress their appetite. And also, yes?
That was very hard on you and your husband to have to be dealing with these children with multiple health issues and to not put them on the medication and to have to deal with their hyperactivity and that kind of behavior.
Yes. And also, when the twins had facial tics, which is a form of Tourette's syndrome.
Right.
Ironically, Ritalin can cause Tourette's syndrome. So we definitely didn't want to put him on that drug.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And this, again, you know, was before the internet. And this is just through my own research and talking to pharmacists about the side effects of these drugs. But, you know, fortunately, I, you know, down the road, and when I started on my alternative journey, we found a Chinese doctor, and the first thing he did was take them off dairy products, which was really interesting to see those results and what happened, because one of the twins had recurrent ear infections. And actually, even though he had the ADHD label, there was some suspicion that he could also be high-functioning autistic, because he was never paying attention. Well, he appeared that he wasn't listening. And often he would go off and play by himself and have no eye contact and obsess on dinosaurs. And those are all could be symptoms of autism. Well, it turns out that the dairy allergy was causing fluid buildup in his ears, and he wasn't hearing properly.
Oh.
And when he wasn't feeling well, when you don't feel well, you don't want to be with people. So,
yes.
So once we took him off the dairy, all of a sudden he started focusing. He started playing more. There were no more ear infections. And the allergist who had been working with him was so pleased to see that the fluid in his ears went away. And it was all because of one Chinese doctor telling me to take him off dairy.
So, how did you know to find a Chinese doctor? I mean,
I live in Los Angeles, and and living in California, you would think that there's plenty of alternative doctors, but yet I had a hard time finding somebody who practiced alternative medicine. But I was going to a chiropractor, and he recommended a Chinese doctor to me that he had taken his kids to, who had ADHD. So that was the beginning of my journey. But there were still many more answers to come, you know, over many more years, because we didn't find the real answers until they were about 12 years old.
So do you think the dairy products caused the ADHD type symptoms?
One of the contributing factors, but there were many. And this is one thing I really want to stress to parents, because if they may try one thing alternative, and if it doesn't work, they'll believe that nothing alternative works, and that's not true. Usually there are many causes of why a child is showing symptoms. For example, artificial food coloring contains microdoses of mercury, lead, and arsenic. And even though they're microdoses, they're cumulative, and there's no safe level of heavy metals. And when my kids were in fifth grade, we did have them test for heavy metals, and they were a little high in the lead. There were in the reference range, but on the high end. They also had some mercury and aluminum. So you add all those heavy metals together, you have heavy metal toxicity.
Yes.
And 21% of the children in the United States who have ADHD actually have lead poisoning. So if a child is exhibiting any symptoms of any neurological disorder, they should automatically be tested for screen for heavy metal toxicity.
And what can be done if they have the heavy metal toxicity?
Well, there's many ways you can do chelation therapy. There's also glutathione IV drips, which is like an amino acid that you have to go to a doctor's office, and they actually do a push with an IV to push the heavy metals out of your body.
Right.
But also, stop eating those foods. Don't feed your children anything with artificial food coloring. I was one of those parents who did. I didn't know better when they were little. They were picky eaters, and I would feed them anything to get them to eat. And when I read the packages in the supermarket, they would say, you know, fortified with vitamins, and that was good enough for me. But you know, little did I know, those are synthetic vitamins, which aren't really that helpful. And I did notice, you know, after a couple of years after I took them out, off artificial food coloring, and then at one point they talked me into buying them these multicolor popsicles, mm-hmm. and immediately they became hyperactive. So I threw the rest of the box away. So that was a big aha moment. These artificial food colorings really are a problem.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that that's the only cause for ADHD?
No.
You think that,
no,
okay.
There's many causes. There's lead toxicity. There's an overgrowth of yeast in the bodies. When my twins were really little, they were always on antibiotics, which caused a breeding ground for too much yeast. And also, their high sugar diets also contribute too much yeast in the body. And mm-hmm. yeast causes brain fog. So I would say that also contributes to attention deficit disorder. Pesticides, fire retardants, there are many chemicals. Also looking at the food we eat, not only artificial food coloring, but tuna fish contains mercury.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the staple of American's diet. Amalgam fillings, if your children have cavities, do not get amalgam fillings. Use the composite fillings instead because the amalgams are a problem. The mercury does leach the amalgam fillings and does cause mercury buildup in the body. So there are many things that we can do holistically to help our kids. But what parents can do immediately is look at the diet, take the artificial food colorings out of the diet, take dairy out of the diet if that seems to be a problem. Raw milk would probably be the better way to go because it has enzymes. It's healthier than pasteurized milk.
But you can't always get that in some states.
That is true. But if you can, that would be the better way to go, providing that your child is not allergic to dairy. But dairy allergies are quite common.
Yes, yes.
And also, one of my twins, we didn't realize he was actually having brain seizures.
Oh.
And this is really important information for parents to know because up to one-third of autistic and ADHD children are actually having brain seizures. And you do not want to put a child on stimulants who's having brain seizures.
So you find that out by doing an EEG scan?
Yes, a QEEG, which is a quantitative computer analysis to measure brain electrical activity or brain waves. And it's painless, and within a few hours you'll know if your child, you know, is actually having brain seizures. And sometimes the brain seizures aren't apparent to us. It'd be just slight spacing out for, you know, a few seconds every now and then.
Okay. But, well, let's hold that thought and take a break, and we'll come back and expand on it when we return.
Okay.
How about that?
Great.
You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you living your vital life? One that is showcasing you at your full potential? There are many issues that stand in the way of most people achieving their full potential. We will discuss these issues and how to overcome them each week on The Vital Life, Awakening Your Full Potential, with host Dr. Carolyn Coker Ross. Living the vital life often requires that we trust our own intuitive voice and that we view illness or life challenges as calls to action, to reconnect with the deeper urges of our spirit or soul. Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Taking care of yourself should not be complicated. The process of restoring your health can be simple, easy, and enjoyable by making a few small changes one at a time. That's the principle behind From the Inside Out with your host, Dr. Rhonda Nelson. If you're looking for a simple way to improve your health, we'll provide the motivation, encouragement, and information about how to restore optimal health one step at a time and from the inside out. Tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel of Voice America. We're talking today about surviving and thriving from the curveballs that life can throw us. Deborah Merlin, mother of twins born prematurely, is sharing with us our journey of how she got help for her sons, who were born with all kinds of health issues, including ADHD and possible mild autism. So, Deborah, let's get back to our conversation. On break, we were talking about something related to amino acids. You want to share that with our listening audience?
Well, as it turned out, one of my twins was having brain seizures, and the normal protocol would be an anti-seizure medicine, which has a million side effects. Mm-hmm. But our holistic medical doctor wanted to do an amino acid panel on him, because if you have an amino acid deficiency, that can also show up with contribute to irregular brain activity. And sure enough, my son did have an amino acid deficiency. Hmm. And we supplemented him with the amino acids that he was low in, and the results were amazing. Number one, his facial tics stopped.
Oh.
He also, just stopped within a few days. There were no more facial tics. And as he was getting older, they were getting more pronounced. He also had a violent temper with no impulse control, and was always irritable. Everything ceased. There was no more violent temper, no more no impulsive behavior. His grades went from failing to A's and B's, all within weeks of supplementing him with amino acids. So, this is the main reason why I wrote the book, is because there's not enough information out there about amino acids. Most people really don't know what amino acids are. And the main thing about amino acids is they are the building blocks of life. And when our when we're deficient in amino acids, things will happen, like depression, seizure activity. So when we did the QEEG, the seizures were gone. And amino acids don't have side effects. So
What way do you take amino acids? Is
it a supplement? Pill form, in pill form. Or you can get them in powder form and mix them in with juice if kids have a problem swallowing.
And do your sons still do this today?
Yes, they do.
And do they fight it or they accept it?
No, they accepted it. They were really, really cooperative with it. And my son was so much happier. It was astounding how much impact amino acids had. So there are many different amino acids, and that's why you need to do the test to see exactly what amino acids you're deficient in. And in my book, I list the laboratories that test for the amino acids.
Okay. Tell them the name of your book again.
Victory Over ADHD. And my website's victoryoveradhd.com.
Simple to remember.
I also have a great Halloween tip, since Halloween's coming up.
Yes.
And of course, my kids loved to trick or treat when they were little, and when they were, but they'd also get sick right after Halloween because they would eat all that candy,
so, with all that dye in it.
And dairy and sugar. So anyway, I let them go trick or treating, and then I would buy their candy back at the end of the night. And it worked. Then they would go out and buy a transformer or whatever toy they wanted. That meant more to them than eating the candy. So, maybe once in a while they may keep one or two pieces just so.
And did mom and dad throw the candy away or did they eat it?
Fussed at me. Well, it depends.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, I gave it to my husband to take to work and let him give it to
us,
whatever
he
wanted to do with it. But I do have a sweet tooth.
Actually, you're not alone.
Yeah, no, I really don't like most of the candy that people give out at Halloween anyway, so it wasn't that much of a temptation for me. But I was proud of my kids, how well they did with that. It was really no problem. And another tip for parents, too, to get your children to switch to a healthier diet, is actually take them to the market with you. I would take my kids to Whole Foods with me, which is a healthier alternative to most markets. And the deli would allow them to taste samples. So my kids could actually, it was fun for them to see what they liked or didn't like. So they felt empowered, that they felt like they had a choice, and that that I wasn't taking all their rights away from them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually make it fun. And ideally, if you're going to change your kids' diets, then you should do it as a family.
Yes.
And make it a family project. I think then it's more successful as well.
So are your sons still following this way of living on their own?
One is, they are 22, and one's living on, he's out on his own now, so I have no control over what he does.
Correct.
One of the twins is still at home. When he comes home from college, now he cuts up his organic strawberries and apples.
Uh-huh.
And so I'd say he is following the diet really well. He's very conscientious. And we don't keep any sweets in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we definitely avoid soda.
Mm-hmm.
And also the high fructose corn syrup contains mercury.
Mm.
So there are many hidden sources of heavy metals in our foods that we have to be aware of.
And where can we read about these studies or learn about these things besides just your book?
Right. Well, on my website, I have many studies posted.
Okay.
But even if you Google foods high in mercury or the government's list of food containing mercury, you'd be shocked to see how many foods out there are really toxic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really best to eat raw, you know, and organic as much as possible, and take vitamins. Vitamin D3 is really important for mental health, and doctors routinely test for vitamin D levels. So that should be done next time you take your child for a blood test. Just ask the doctor to check the vitamin D level, and most Western doctors are open to this now, which is good news. So,
yeah, my oncologist told me that almost every single person who has cancer has a vitamin D deficiency.
Absolutely, yes. And the levels should be at least at 60 if you're fighting cancer.
Okay.
So, but I know I was very deficient in vitamin D3 when I was checked. I was like at 20. So now I'm in the 60s, but I'm taking 7,000 IUs a day. Fortunately, vitamin D3 is relatively inexpensive, especially compared to the other vitamins. So
I get it in drops, and so I just put it in my protein shake in the morning, and it works well for me.
That's great. That's great. Also, I think vaccines are a contributing factor, unfortunately, because most vaccines have aluminum. And the flu vaccines still contain mercury. So I would beware, if parents were listening who have premature babies or are expecting babies, to really do your research on vaccines. Because there are side effects. And I wonder if that's why when the twins had seizures, because that is one of the side effects of vaccines. When they did get the vaccines, the mercury had not been taken out yet. And vaccines have also been linked to asthma and food allergies, autism, ADHD, and autoimmune diseases, which my kids had all of those. So
where can people find this information? Would that be on your website too?
Yes, I have information on my website and also Google adverse reactions to vaccines.
Okay.
I really encourage parents to do their homework.
I've heard both sides of the opinion about this, so I want to let people know where they can go read about it.
Absolutely. It's not that I'm anti-vaccine. I'm just anti the stuff that they're putting in the vaccine.
Right. Yes. But they can make them without those things in them.
Yes. And also, there's homeopathic vaccines, too.
Yes. Yes. My nurse practitioner can do that. So, yeah.
Yes. So that would be the way I would go. So it's safer.
All right. Well, we have about a minute to wrap up your part of this interview. So what have I not had you talk about that you can wrap up in about 45 seconds or less?
The one thing I didn't get to talk about is if you were considering on medicating your child, the two tests you should do first is, of course, a QEEG to rule out brain seizures, since they're very common with ADHD or ADD or autism, and also to do an EEG to rule out any heart condition. There was a study done at the Pennsylvania School of Medicine, and 1,100 children had an EEG, and the doctor found that fully 2% of them had a heart condition.
Mm.
And cardiologists, I've been told, are preparing themselves for an epidemic of premature heart disease because of the millions of children taking Ritalin, and Adderall, and these drugs are prescribed for the long term, not just not for a few weeks. So
okay,
that is concern.
All right. Well, Deborah, thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Melanie.
At the end of the show, we will give your website again, and people can get your book, Victory Over ADHD. So thank you very much,
thank
Deborah.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Melanie.
All right.
Mm-hmm. A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you have a loved one that is undergoing treatment for substance abuse or mental illness, you owe it to them and yourself to tune in to One Hour at a Time with host Mary Woods. This compassionate and educational talk show will help you help those that you love by better understanding their condition and their personal recovery process. Tune in every Monday at 12 noon Pacific time to One Hour at a Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Recovery begins this hour.
What if you could get the information that you've always needed from a good friend? If you don't know her already, you'll want to meet Janet Zapala. Janet is an accomplished radio and television personality who now brings her experience and a wealth of guests to VoiceAmerica.com. We'll feature discussions about food and drink, nutrition, lifestyles, and fitness, just to name a few. We'll talk about current events and what you want to hear about, too. The show is called Food for Thought. Tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
You're listening to The Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel. We were talking in the first part of the show to Deborah Merlin, mother of premature twins, who struggled to find holistic means to help her sons, and she was able to do that. Now we're going to talk with Dan Tuohy, a massage therapist, a wellness educator, a well-being coach, and he's going to talk to us, hopefully about all three of his tools, but maybe not, won't get to all of them, about his tools that he believes will help clients to have wellness with multiple symptoms. So welcome, Dan.
Thank you, Dr. Melanie. I appreciate the invitation to share and spread information and education.
Yes, and you've had a journey yourself to get to wholeness.
Journey is exactly the right word, and I'm still on it, actually, and I'll explain more about that later. 38 years ago, I was bit by a tick when I was 12 years old. And actually 39 years ago, but I wasn't diagnosed until last year. I didn't realize that the seven crashes, so to speak, that my body actually had were all Lyme-related. Those crashes included heat stroke, chronic fatigue for a year and a half, fibromyalgia for a year and three quarters, mitral valve regurgitation diagnosis, several other times where it would be 2 and 3 weeks where I just could not even function, gastroenteritis when I was in college, and all of it had to go back to the fact that I actually had Lyme disease and didn't even know it. So the journey began for me in recovery when I was in massage school almost 20 years ago now, right after I graduated massage school and before I sat for boards, I came down with another mysterious illness, if you will, and took the holistic route at that point to a return to some sort of balance. The crazy thing is that during age 26 through age 44, I was a high-level competitive age group triathlete here in Central Florida. and still was able to function quite well, with the exception of that year and a half that I had that, and that chronic fatigue thing. And bottom line, I really got to a point of understanding my body because of the gift of going to massage school, and know that the only way that I could heal myself was to be able to do that, approaching it from a holistic perspective of not only looking at no longer taking an antibiotic or any sort of medication, but also cleaning the body out, cleansing the body out, detoxifying the body, also approaching it from the perspective of what emotions might be connected to this, what mental mind thought belief systems is affecting my body as well too. So in and of that, come full circle, December of 2009, body crashed again, and I was on my way to a wheelchair. Basically by April of 2010, I had not been driving my vehicle for 5 months, and no source of income, just how could I live thinking that I was pretty much completing my life. And although I was still utilizing and receiving the tools, there were a couple other tools that I incorporated into my practice of returning my wellness, one in particular that actually helped my body retrain my brain to get rid of the Lyme condition. And I used virtually everything that Deborah had mentioned. I actually had begun already researching and knowing that it was part of what I needed to include in my journey back to wellness. What occurred was several pieces of the puzzle along the way, but that created the ability for me to really get balance again. So are there some specifics that you wanted to know about that you might?
Well, how did you get diagnosed with the Lyme? How did you finally figure out that's what it was?
Oh, great question. I was treating with a practitioner who had visited Orlando, that has an electrodermal screening type machine, and the system that she actually had was available to be used through the internet as well, with my hand on a cradle, and that information was fed through the internet and through to her computer. And then I woke up the morning of April 14th, it was 2010, and something had gone terribly wrong during the night. I knew there was a huge, huge shift. By the previous 5 months, I had been treating mercury poisoning, but I'd had my mercury fillings taken out 15 years prior. That's what her machine had said. She didn't even uncover the Lyme until April 2010. So I asked her, well, what can I do? And she said, I don't know. And I said, well, I guess I need to, you know, find something else. And so so she said, you were completely loaded with Lyme. Completely loaded with Lyme. And I'm like, well, that makes sense, because I was bit by a tick. Nobody's ever told me this. I knew a little bit about it, started reading on the internet for a solution, which I began in earnest exploring.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you think, because I say we, because I have chronic Lyme right now, do you think because we have had something happen to us that we are more diligent in trying to help others, or is it just our nature?
Good question. Really good question. In fact, I'm calling from a landline in a home for a friend I've known for 9 years, and about 4 or 5 years ago, I started seeing some behavior patterns change in her, and wouldn't you know, she calls me earlier this week, and from a mosquito bite had malaria-like symptoms, and I just listened further, and the bottom line is that she did the same route I did, went to an electrodermal screening person, and she got bit by a tick 4 or 5 years ago. And so bottom line is that it's the law of attraction, if you will, that creates the ability for us to, here's what I've been through, you don't have to do the same thing. I'm right now in the process of supporting, coaching, if you will, about half a dozen Lyme people around the country right now, and that their ability to utilize only alternatives is where they want to go. So truth be told, is I found a protocol, if you will, that seems to be working, because I wanted to clarify something that you actually said earlier in the call. You said a survivor of Lyme. I really believe, Dr. Melanie, I'm a conqueror of Lyme. You know, when we've spoken a little bit, where I was this time last year, even not still driving my vehicle, and now I'm cycling about 75 miles a week. I'm functional, I'm traveling, I'm teaching, and there, again, since over a year now, there's been no, no trace of Lyme bacteria in my body whatsoever. What I needed to do from last October for the next 2 months was work with the co-infections that showed up. And mm-hmm. the co-infections, when they merge with Lyme bugs, actually create the ability for the body to produce a superbug, mutation morphing, if you will. So
yes.
that was what was doing me in as well, besides the Lyme bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
And
that
I was.
Yes.
I just continued the same protocol. I added three additional things. I'll give the props where they're due. Advanced cell training, foot detox, and colonics more frequently as I could handle it. Everything else that I'm going to share with you today, I've actually, I still continue to do, and I still actually continue to do as a maintenance program as well, too.
Okay. Do you want to share with us what those things are?
Well, one of the things that I was actually sharing with Deborah, we had an opportunity to speak earlier this week as well, too, is a tool that I came across 6 years ago, next month I took the training for, and cranial release technique is not cranial sacral. It's a 5-minute procedure that actually basically opens up the cranial bones. It releases the restrictions in the dura mater, which is the envelope that surrounds the brain, and that is actually restricted. The cranial bones are restricted and the dura mater is restricted at birth because, very often the birth canal is restricted because the mother is not breathing properly cranially. So in a particular case where there's a C-section, the babies do not get the compression of their cranial system in the birth canal and then the expansion, and then the breathing mechanism is actually suboptimal from that point forward in their life. So I had trauma at my birth, and I realized that all the years of chiropractic care were only correcting the imbalances that were there as compensation for the cranial bones that weren't properly moving, and they weren't actually properly breathing, and they weren't properly sitting on top of my head, on top of my shoulders, on top of my hips. So cranial release technique is a transformative tool. It actually was the primary thing that got me out of the fibromyalgia funk that I had between late 2004 through 2005. When I found CRT, I still wasn't able to sleep very well, and I was still functioning barely, but again, at that point, I thought the diagnosis was fibromyalgia, when in turn, it was just another form of Lyme at that point. So craniorelease.com is a website that anybody can access through the Internet. You'll actually see on the front page a free testimonial video that was given to Cranial Release by Dr. Wayne Dyer. I'm sure many of your listeners probably know who Wayne Dyer is. He paid for his chiropractor, I believe, to take the training in Hawaii, and his entire family in the islands now is actually receiving CRT, as we refer to it as well, too. I actually have been gifted to be able to assist in teaching that modality as well, too. So that's one of the tools. Another tool is that came into my life this past January was when I was at church, on the way into the parking lot, somebody pulled me aside and asked me if I'd ever heard about Access Consciousness. Well, I had done in my massage career so many things with energetics, Reiki. I'm an ADL ordained minister. Body talk, cranial sacral, biocranial, cranial structural, and the cranial release that I spoke about. All these energetic tools. Yet, there was still something that was restricting me, limiting me, and keeping me from moving forward. So Access Consciousness, within the next 96 hours, I received an Access Bars session. I got my bars run. What are the bars? Access Bars. Well, everybody has 32 points on their head, and that's where electromagnetic charges are stored for thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and emotions. And the truth be told is that even listening to some of the clearing processes that have occurred on a telecall have created profound change for me. And as I might have sampled some of that work to you, as you recall, too, over the phone, a couple
mm-hmm.
of clearing
yes.
sessions, you felt physical change in your body when we removed those belief systems. I had the gift of doing that with Deborah a few days ago as well, too. And so there's two components to Access Consciousness. It's really having your bars run. It's a hands-on session wherein, at the worst, you could feel like it's the best massage you've ever had. You don't even want to lift your arm up afterwards, or at best, it could really transform your life. Mm-hmm. And so I actually am a bars facilitator or instructor. I teach bars classes around the country, and I'm going to this coming year. I've got several speaking opportunities in front of large groups of massage therapists, and the gift is to share this and spread it again. You know, again, my well-being coach, my wellness educator that I am. It creates for me an ability. I'm an inherent teacher. I went to college to be a math teacher, and then I hit calculus, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Uh-huh.
And so that's another, just the inherent teacher in me. It keeps the energy flow, if you will. You know, the more I give, the more information I receive. The more I share, the more I have space for helping others as well, too.
All right. Well, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about the third tool. How about that?
Thank you. Great.
Okay.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you have a loved one that is undergoing treatment for substance abuse or mental illness, you owe it to them and yourself to tune in to One Hour at a Time with host Mary Woods. This compassionate and educational talk show will help you help those that you love by better understanding their condition and their personal recovery process. Tune in every Monday at 12 noon Pacific time to One Hour at a Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Recovery begins this hour.
What if you could get the information that you've always needed from a good friend? If you don't know her already, you'll want to meet Janet Zapala. Janet is an accomplished radio and television personality who now brings her experience and a wealth of guests to VoiceAmerica.com. We'll feature discussions about food and drink, nutrition, lifestyles, and fitness, just to name a few. We'll talk about current events and what you want to hear about, too. The show is called Food for Thought. Tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel. Before the break, we were talking to Dan Tuohy, wellness educator and well-being coach. He was sharing with us the tools that are needed to help people with multiple symptoms to achieve wellness. He shared with us two of those three tools. One was cranial release technique and access consciousness bars. And he's going to now tell us about the third one.
Thank you, Dr. Melanie. The third tool that came into my life about almost 4 years ago now as well is restructured ionized water. And I, as an athlete for 18 years and a triathlete for 18 years and an athlete for almost 30, still would drink close to a gallon of water that was reverse osmosis, but I was spending $100 a week putting minerals into it to make it alkaline. Reverse osmosis is acidic water. I knew that it was pure. And yet I was still cotton-mouthed. I was still felt dehydrated. I still was underweight. I still wasn't performing like I know that I could, even though I'm 51 now. I just knew that at that point, there was more that I could be. So when I had my first mouthful of Kangen water, my tongue tingled. I probably drank a quart in the chiropractor's office, and I slept 10 hours uninterrupted. And so I went back the next day and asked him if I could bring some water back to Orlando with me, and he said, sure, 10 gallons. Well, believe it or not, that I didn't need 10 gallons because my water consumption not only went down considerably, but my bowel eliminations transformed. And not that they were poor before, but the bottom line is that I even was including colonics back then. I was completely cleaned out after just drinking water. For the Kangen water in particular, by 11 o'clock in the morning. So as I've continued to utilize restructured, electrolyzed, microclustered, high pH, antioxidant water, I've seen that tool alone transform my 60% white hair to about 70% black again. I've seen just not only in my body, I've gained weight, and that's a really good thing for me.
So, okay.
By the way, most people, like, but at the flip of that, I've also seen another person lose 75 pounds in less than 2 months. So what Kangen water does, which is very unique, it's a little bit of background before I say what it does. It was created, if you will, by the Japanese 37 years ago in the hospitals. Japan has the highest longevity rate, if you will, on the planet. They are much more preventative than it. And so the bottom line is for that, I got that the technology and all the years of study and all the facts were in alignment. I started drinking the water that created the ability for me to balance and create homeostasis. We need four things, I guess, during everyday activity. We need air.
Uh-huh.
We need water.
Uh-huh.
We need nutrition and supplementation, or, you know, combined together, whatever that means. And we need rest to regenerate. Those are the four basic requirements our bodies have every day. And if you're putting the wrong kind of water in, when your body's actually 75% water, you're not getting it restructured and into the cell and allowing the cell to get nutrition and hydration and detoxify, then it's basically the same thing that you do or you don't do when you don't clean your fish tank out. Mm. So unfortunately, we can't remove all the water out of our body like you can in a fish tank, but the bottom line is that's what our kidneys and our lymphatic system are for. So when you give the terrain the ability to be alkaline and not acidic, then you can't have a disease condition in your body. And therefore, although every single one of my practitioners that I used to rebalance my wellness last year said, oh, you're too alkaline, and even though they were not hearing what I was saying, if I don't have this, I'm going to be too acid. You're not getting the fact that it's restructured and microclustered. That was fine. I still made other decisions based on even what my practitioners were guiding me to. So really, honestly, you know, the beauty of being a Lyme conqueror and having all these wellness opportunities through 38, 40 years of my life is I really have an awareness in my body of really not only what's up on the physical, what organs actually speaking to me, but also if there's an emotion or a thought pattern or a belief system that's stored or stuck somewhere in the body, and that's just sort of the basis for Chinese medicine as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
How did you know, because there's lots of different kinds of water stuff out there, how did you know for you this is the right one, this is the right combination of these three tools?
Great question. How did I know? Because of my response in my body, I guess. I guess the first mouthful of Kangen water, it was a tingle on the tongue. The first cranial release treatment, there was a sense of cranial release places your body in a relaxed mode. It and your nervous system goes into this, I don't have to be in fight or flight anymore feeling. And then access consciousness. The first telecall I listened to, the first bar session, I want more of this. It felt right within, not only the physical body, but deep within, I guess, my soul. And it's a knowingness that is probably perhaps indescribable that I actually attempt in some language form to communicate that in most often all of the classes that I instruct. It's a knowingness. The word truth comes up for me right now when you ask that question.
Okay. You just knew.
Yeah,
you don't have to know how, you just knew.
You know, the new tagline that just came out with Access Consciousness is empowering everyone to know that they know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yes, exactly.
So can you share with our listening audience a success case of somebody you've worked with?
Okay, the most recent one is a mutual friend of ours. He will remain anonymous. If he's on the call, he doesn't even know that I'm going to do this.
Okay.
I saw him about 6 weeks ago, divine order from Port Charlotte to Tallahassee, got him here, on a temporary basis. And the first foray was, he was actually doing some treatments with your practitioner as well of IV and immune therapy, IV electrolyte saline therapy. And didn't seem to be getting anywhere. So first thing, rather than, you know, put too many tools in the mix and create a real herxing effect, we'll just start on some Kangen water. And so he couldn't get enough. His body kept saying drinking, and then he felt more constipated, which is a very common response because the body's pulling up all the toxins into the colon wall to have this huge elimination. About, I think it was 8 or 9 days on the water, maybe, I don't remember exactly. He still was not feeling well and not hydrating and not listening to the fact that he probably needed more potassium. And so he started doing the several things that I continued to suggest as he continued to list symptoms. And sure enough, this one huge morning and afternoon of constant bowel eliminations created this space of breathing for him like he'd never experienced before. He actually then, I take that back. It was 3 days prior to then, he did receive a cranial release treatment from me. The CRT created the ability for his brain to talk to the nervous system and actually relax everything. And at the same time, I also gave an excess bar session. So the next time I saw him in person, there wasn't the objection to him listening to what I was actually suggesting. He was actually listening to what I had to say, which in this scenario with a mental health diagnosis, label, condition, and also him working with Lyme disease and knowing how that affects the brain function as well, too, it was almost like 180-degree, you know, left turn. We're moving down this path now. Continue the process of utilizing that. He's made some incredible, more right decisions, changing the diet, switching things around, knowing that if things not working, you know. So again, it's the combination of those three. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Lyme friends that have been able to not necessarily directly receive the CRT treatments and or the access bars treatments from me, but I've referred them to practitioners in their area. But they definitely have, you know, utilized the tools that we're using. And actually all these folks as well, going to give some props where props are due, advancedcelltraining.com on Facebook as well, too. All of us, I believe, are, in fact, all of us are Advanced Cell Training clients as well, too.
And then if people want to find out about the Kangen water, where do they go for that?
They can contact me directly, or they can read more about it on one of my three websites, which the one that I'm probably going to suggest is wellnesswithwater.net, mm-hmm. W-E-L-L-N-E-S-S, withwater.net.
It's .org?
No, the .net is probably the one that your audience probably would receive more benefit from. And my name and phone number and contact information are on there as well, too.
Okay, great. Well, we've got 1 minute left of my time to interview you. What have I not asked you? What do you want to wrap it up with?
How long does the process take? It was one of the questions that I was listening to in my mind when I was listening to Deborah, and for improvement. And the truth be told is that it's not actually for improvement. It's actually a shift in your consciousness. It's a shift in your awareness. It's a shift in the things that aren't working for you that need to be incorporated into your life. What are you willing to do in order to get what you want? What are you willing to be in order to get what you want? In other words, how are you willing to maintain these tools in a frequency that's going to create balance for you on a daily, weekly, monthly basis?
Well, that's all the time we have, unfortunately, Dan, but are you willing to come back and talk more about this?
Gladly. Tomorrow, if need be.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, listeners, now it's time to wrap up today's show. Do you know somebody that could benefit from listening to this episode? Then please tell them about it. The show is rebroadcast after 12 hours and then archived after 24. I want to give special thanks to my engineer, Brad, who keeps me on task and lets me set up the agenda and is very helpful for everything. And also to my executive producer, Mark Pace. No matter how busy he is, he always takes time to answer my questions. If you want to reach Deborah Merlin, go to victoryoveradhd.com. If you want Dan, go to wellnesswithwater.net. And if you want me, go to the drmelanieshow.com. Next week, I'm going to introduce you to my marketing director, Christine Matterin. And we're also going to talk to Seamus Norgaard, a life coach, spiritual guide, author, and peace activist. So remember, to help yourself, help someone else. Until next week, goodbye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us this week for the Dr. Melanie Show. Please join your host, Dr. Melanie Barton, again next Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We'll see you next week for another great program.